Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Kovileski. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stan Kovileski. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ralph Young. Batting second. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting third. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank Brugge. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Rommel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Rommel. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Speaker reaches third base with a triple. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brugge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball 4. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Young. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Young steals second. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gardner moves to second. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Young catches it and throws to second with Galloway covering, to double up Gardner. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brugge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. McKinnis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 1 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards second. Wamsgans can't make a play. That's a base hit. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Speaker strikes out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kovileski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller is hit by the pitch. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brugge is 0 for 1 in the game. Brugge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Galloway. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill hits a pop-up towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kovileski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-1 in the game. Welch takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. Wamsgans strikes out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Speaker hits a line drive towards short. Galloway reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Wood reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Rommel. Wood scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardner bunts towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Neill is walked intentionally. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Neill. The throw from Brugge and he is safe. O'Neill steals second. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski is 0 for 2 in the game. Kovileski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brugge is 0 for 2 in the game. Brugge hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Welch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hauser moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jameson. The throw from Brugge and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 3 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Speaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jameson scores. That run is unearned. It's 2 to nothing, Indians. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins pinch hits for Eddie Rommel. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a line drive towards third. Gardner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kovileski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kovileski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Sullivan now pitching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hauser hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brugge is 0-for-3 in the game. Brugge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.